Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm pretty well, thanks, Alex. I've got two very different films for you today. One, a Russian sci-fi horror, which I know you're looking forward to hearing about. And a much more gentle American comedy. I'll start with the Russian sci-fi horror because I know you're really looking forward to it.
Scare me.
It's called Sputnik, and it stars Oksana Akinshina, Fedor Bondarchuk, and Pyotr Fyodorov. It's directed by Igor Abramenko in his feature film debut. It's 1983, and a Soviet space mission has gone a bit wrong. One cosmonaut is dead, while the other one can't remember anything that happened leading up to re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere. Or can he? So Colonel Samiridov, played by Bondarchuk, invites maverick psychologist Tatyana, played by Akinshina, to the secure facility on the steps.
Tatyana Yudna, требуется ваша консультация.
To give cosmonaut Konstantin, played by Fyodorov, the once-over.
Я вас раньше не видел.
Меня пригласили, чтобы я оценил ваше состояние.
Turns out a lot went wrong, and in true Soviet style, Samiridov is only making things worse by trying to cover them up. You've all seen Chernobyl by now, haven't you?
Вы вырезали часть пленки.
Надо было мне сразу вам все рассказать.
Now, if you've seen Aliens, Species, or even The Thing, you'll soon work out where this film might be going. But once you've finished peeling away your seen-it-all-before cynicism, you'll soon be sucked in by the cool look of the film. The Blu-ray filter really adds authenticity to the Soviet era this film is trying to portray. Even if nothing was going horribly wrong at that facility on the steps, life in the Soviet Union looks pretty bleak, cold, and oppressive, inside or out. Terror could just as easily be terrestrial as extraterrestrial, especially if you cross the wrong bureaucrat. I like the special effects in this film too. They're effective and quite horrifying at times, but they don't distract from the drama and the allegory unfolding before our eyes. This film is Russian, so don't expect to understand everything or a particularly happy ending.
Вы меня не знаете.
Это вы себя не знаете.
Sputnik is certainly no Solaris. It's a much more commercial film than that, or even Species. But it does look cool, it doesn't run too long, and gives horror fans enough of what they like to stay in orbit.
I have to say, I feel like it's been a while since I've either heard of or watched the trailer of and ran away from an alien horror film. I feel like they're less common now.
Well, I think maybe they've been done so often. That's why I recommend you have a look at Sputnik. It's got a Russian twist to it.
A Russian twist. And as you said, you've got something quite different from a Russian horror for us next.
Yeah, something which will make you feel a lot more safe and secure. This one is called On the Rocks. It's the latest film from Sofia Coppola, who you might remember made Lost in Translation many years ago, and also films like Marie Antoinette and Somewhere. This film stars Rashida Jones, who you might remember from Parks and Recreation, and of course Bill Murray, who was also in Lost in Translation and probably one of the coolest humans alive at the moment.
Thank you. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Now, Laura, played by Jones, seemingly has it all. Some sort of job as a writer, two great kids, a beautiful apartment in New York, and a perfect husband named Dean, played by Wayans, who started up some successful company that does unspecified things. But there's trouble in paradise. Laura has writer's block, and Dean is travelling a lot for work and working late a lot. None of Laura's family do anything to quell her growing insecurity, especially her bon vivant playboy father Felix, played by Bill Murray, who actually does his best to ramp up her paranoia and suspicion.
So Dean's going away a lot, huh? On business trips?
Dad.
Raise your hand if that sounds fishy.
And so it goes for about 96 tepid minutes. On the Rocks actually feels like Sofia Coppola was on the rocks creatively when she made this one.
I'm just the buzzkill waiting to schedule things. Just, I'm so stuck.
How to get off those rocks? Make a film about someone struggling to regain their creative edge. And add in the guy who made your first film such a success, and you've got someone trying to catch lightning in a bottle for a second time. That's not to say this film doesn't have its moments. Rashida Jones is a great comedy talent and has effortless chemistry with Bill Murray.
What woman is that are most beautiful between the ages of 35 and 39?
Great. So I have many months left.
Who does bring out most of his bag of tricks to breathe a bit more life into this very frustratingly slow-moving film.
He thinks you're my girlfriend.
It's only 96 minutes long, but it feels more like 2 hours. It would have been nice to see Rashida Jones' character Laura take a bit more initiative earlier in the film instead of passively accepting suggestions, implications, and advice that she knows to be wrong.
What if Dean's just busy? I'm in a rut. That's it.
I think we should follow him.
What?
I think you better see him in action.
Has her self-confidence really taken that much of a hit that she's listening to her randy old dad rather than talking to her husband? Very frustrating stuff.
It's nature. Males are forced to fight, to dominate, and to impregnate all females.
I wasn't so much foundering on the rocks after watching this film. It was more like being becalmed.
Oh, that's disappointing. I mean, especially with as a bit of a Scotch fan, when I saw the label, or the title rather, on the rocks, I got really excited and I was like, oh, maybe, I don't know, maybe there's some whiskey in there, but no, it doesn't sound like great. And a shame as well, because Rashida Jones is one of my favourite actresses as well.
They do drink some whiskey.
They do drink some whiskey. Well, that's the only reason I'll be watching it then.
Good.
Hey, Michael, thanks so much. We'll catch you next week.
Pleasure.